I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com.
Now, what is going on with all these players getting injured for the playoffs? If they keep getting hurt at this rate, the big and tall store gonna run out of suits. Now, look, I don't want to see any more of my NBA players getting hurt. That's why I'm going to say a little prayer. Dear Lord, please bless the players' legs. Please bless the white legs, Lord. Please protect them from injury and sunburn. Bless the one set of Asian legs, for he carries a whole entire race on his back. Bless the Hispanic legs. Not sure if there are any, just covering my bases. And especially bless the black legs, Lord. I'm not trying to be racist or nothing, but I like dunks. You know what I mean, God. I mean, who wants to watch jump shots for 3 hours? We all know Blake Griffin is mixed race, but we also know what side is dunking. Amen.
Today on the TV Time Machine, we endeavor to think outside of the box to discover the videos within Dion Cole's Black Box. In this edition of our program, we are pleased to welcome the star of the new comedy video TV series, Dion Cole's Black Box, Dion Cole. Mr. Cole has been featured on Comedy Central's Laugh-A-Palooza, HBO's Def Comedy Jam, and has been a writer and performer on The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien and Conan since 2009. Over the next segment, Dion Cole will help us explore virtually every aspect of this hilarious series, which debuts Monday, June 10th at 10 p.m. on TBS, as we take in Mr. Cole's take on current events and pop culture. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to watch Dion Cole's Black Box, feel free to hog the remote as we change the channel from the past and tune in to a very funny present. Dion, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Dion, you star in a new comedy series, Dion Cole's Black Box, which debuts Monday, June 10th at 10 p.m. on TBS. Dion, what is your new show all about?
It's about me talking about pop culture, what's trending, trending topics, and what's going on in the news, as well as what's going on television, the internet. It's just me and my perspective and point of view on everything that's going on.
Now, how did this concept for Dion Cole's Black Box evolve? How did it come to be?
It was just me and a partner of mine, Doug Carroll. We were sitting up, and he also worked at Conan. And we just had a bad day of bits that didn't work on the show. And we thought we'll put our bits together and come up with a show, and that's what we did.
Now, you mentioned Conan, of course. Tell us about your first experience on The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien. What was that like for you?
It was insane. I performed on the show that I watched all my life, which was The Tonight Show, and my favorite host ended up taking The Tonight Show, which was Conan O'Brien, so I had a twofer, and it was just remarkable to be doing The Tonight Show and to have one of my favorite late-night hosts doing it, which is Conan O'Brien. It was fantastic.
Now, what transpired after that?
Well, I did like 4.5 minutes of stand-up on the show, and then like 3 weeks later, I got a call from my manager saying that he wanted me to write for him. And I was like, write what? They was like, write jokes. I'm like, what? Like, are you kidding me? And so, you know, he told me I didn't have to submit anything. He just told me to show up. And I showed up, and the rest is history.
Dion, what are some of the things that are happening in the world today that are deserving of your highlighting them on Dion Cole's Black Box?
Well, there's a lot going on, like with Amanda Bynes, with this baseball thing, with I guess like 20 people got caught doping.
Right, including 2 San Diego Padres, which is not good.
Which is crazy. Mm-hmm. I guess we're just going to have like a bunning game.
Exactly.
It's a whole bunch of bunning games from now on. Like, who can bunt the first? And so, you know, things of that nature, just making light of heavy situations and, you know, bringing some insight to certain things as well.
Now, on Dionne Cole's Black Box, you also have a few observations about North Korea and the NBA. Tell us about that, and also tell us about what you thought of Dennis Rodman's recent visit to North Korea.
Oh, well, I thought it was bizarre for Dennis Rodman to be the middleman between America and North Korea. And then, just recently, I saw that Steven Seagal was over in Russia talking to them.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so I guess it's just this thing now.
Right.
I guess we're going to have Dustin Diamond over to Afghanistan and, you know, straighten that out for us, you know.
Speaking of Dennis Rodman, you're originally from Chicago.
Absolutely.
Now, for you, what are the biggest differences between Chicago and Los Angeles?
Well, Chicago is just one of those blue-collar cities. You know, it's just honesty, hard-working cats that, you know, make a living and do it every day, like, just part of their life, you know, through some of the coldest weather and winds and rains ever. You know, they go to work faithfully, unconsciously, just make it happen. L.A. is, you know, you have one rainy day and it's 700 accidents.
Right.
You know, it's no seasons. There's no appreciation for weather. But don't get me wrong. L.A. is wonderful, but I think that's just the difference to me is the fact that the weather, you know, the weather is different. And the people are much more laid back. And in Chicago, you know, they're a lot more upfront, you know, and that's what kind of guy I am. You know, I'm going to give it to you exactly how it is, you know, no holding back.
Well, besides the weather, what do you miss most about Chicago?
Man, I miss the food. I miss the people. You know, summertime in Chicago is one of the best times ever because it's so cold there year-round that we only have a couple months just to, you know, get naked and have some fun in the sun, you know. So it goes crazy then. So, yeah, I mean, and like I said, the food is remarkable, you know, and that's what I truly, truly miss.
Dionne, how do you guys choose the clips and topics that you're going to spotlight on Dionne Cole's Black Box?
We look for funny, and we look for not the obvious. We're gonna touch on a lot of mainstream clips and a lot of mainstream news stories, but we're gonna deal with some stories that you're not familiar with neither, you know, like TV shows that you're not familiar with. We're going to bring some insight to it. I guess this one guy, I don't know what city it's in. I can't remember right now. But this one guy, he has a show on nachos, different ways you make nachos.
Okay.
And this is a TV show. And I think that he needs to be known.
Right.
I think
good
the
point.
World needs to know this guy, that he has a nacho show.
Now, is Conan involved with your show?
Yeah, absolutely. He's an executive producer.
Right. What is it like working with Conan, and how distracting is his hair? I mean, I couldn't work like that. I'm sorry.
You get used to it after you see it a while. You get used to it, but... No, it's working with Conan is one of the greatest things I ever done. He's one of the smartest people I've ever met in my life. He's so complex, you know. This guy here has been on TV for 21 years, legendary. Wrote for the writer for the, you know, we don't write for just a comic or nothing. We write for a writer, you know. This guy wrote for The Simpsons and Saturday Night Live. Like, he's legendary. And, you know, he graduated from Harvard. I mean, for you to be around him and not soak up some of what he knows, and, you know, you're crazy, you know. So, you know, that's all I ever do is I just learn around him all the time.
Now, with everyone's pop culture perspective so fragmented, is it tougher now as a comedian to come up with a joke that everyone can relate to?
Well, the thing is that, and it goes back to how the show is, it's just perspective. I mean, everyone has their take on it, and everybody puts their take out there, but, you know, no one has an angle on it like I do, and it's not out there right now, you know, so I just want to put my angle on it, you know, and let people, you know, chime in on and see if they agree with what I agree with.
Dion, where can people find out more about yourself and Dion's Black Box online?
I'm at Dion Cole. I mean, at DeonCole on Twitter and Facebook/Dion Cole. You can catch me at DeonCole.com. Black Box, Team Coco /Dion Cole. You can catch me all on the web. Black Box, at Black Box on Twitter. So you can catch me everywhere. And, you know, please do. Hit me on there, follow me, and listen to my crazy thoughts on the web.
Dion Cole, whose new show, Dion Cole's Black Box, debuts Monday, June 10th at 10 p.m. on TBS. Dion, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you, Jim, and you're awesome.
Don't touch that dial. Stay tuned for a TV Time Machine Extra.